Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, where I recommend a movie that you've probably never seen before. And this week, we take a deep dive into the comedic epic, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. It's a Mad, 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 Mad World is a 1963 comedy produced and directed by Stanley Kramer, and written by William and Tanya Rose. Now, as far as Stanley Kramer goes, this is definitely the most unique movie of his. Kramer is a filmmaker known for making movies about social commentary and stuff, and unless you want to say this is a commentary on American greed, this is the one outlier on what is already a very famous filmography. The film details a collection of strangers who, after witnessing a runaway criminal played by Jimmy Durante, declared as a case of buried treasure in the hidden fictional Santa Rosita State Park, go on a wild goose chase all across Southern California to find this cache of money. These strangers are played by several of the most prominent comedians of every medium at the time. Milton Berle, Sid Caesar, Jonathan Winters, Mickey Rooney, Ethel Merman, Edie Adams, you name it, they're all here. On top of the main cast, there are several cameos from other famous funny people throughout history. Film, television, radio, it doesn't matter. If they're at least slightly funny, they're here. And the great thing about the cameos in this film is that even if you don't know all of them, you can tell that there is supposed to be a who's who in comedy, thanks to the excellent cinematography by Ernest Laszlo. And amidst all these funny people is golden age actor and frequent collaborator with Kramer, Spencer Tracy, who plays the closest thing to a main character in this movie. One of the most notable things about the film is its large cast, but the other is its action. The car chases and stunts performed in this film are some of the wackiest slapstick actions you can think of, which, by the way, required 80 of the 100 stunt performers in the US at the time to complete. It's a long movie as well, about 2 hours and 41 minutes to be exact, so it might be too much for some people in one sitting, but don't worry, there is an intermission halfway through in case you want to come back to it later on. The film opened to critical acclaim and big box office success, becoming the third highest grossing film of 1963. It also earned 6 Oscar nominations, and 1 for Best Sound Effects. The film is currently streaming on Paramount Plus. It's streaming for free on Tubi, YouTube, and Pluto TV, as well as Canopy, a free service access through your local library. You can also buy and rent the movie on iTunes and Amazon. And if you really like the film and want some special features, then I highly recommend the Criterion Collection version of the film. Not only does it come with a commentary and a new remaster, but it also includes an even longer cut of the film, which clocks in at almost 200 minutes. But that's only for the real diehard fans out there like myself. Look for that at your local Barnes & Noble or on Criterion.com. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins. See you next time.